right, time to jump in the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 24th of July. Just what's gone on this day in history. On today's date in the year 1148, Louis VII of France lay siege to Damascus during the Second Crusade. The siege lasted for 4 days and ended in a crushing Crusader defeat and the complete disintegration of the Crusade. During a raid on the Crusader camp by locals, a large group of inhabitants and villagers put to flight all the sentries, killed them without fear of danger, taking the heads of all the enemies they killed and wanting to touch these trophies. The numbers of heads they gathered was considerable. Today in 1304, during the Wars of Scottish Independence, King Edward I of England took the stronghold Stirling Castle using Warwolf, believed to be the largest trebuchet ever made, capable of throwing rocks weighing up to 140 kilos accurately over 200 metres. The Battle of Horlaw between different Scottish clans, one of the bloodiest battles in Scottish history, also took place on July 24th in 1411. 1534, explorer Jacques Cartier landed in Canada and claimed it for France. Mary, Queen of Scots, today in 1567, was forced to abdicate the throne and replaced by her one-year-old son, James VI. After 17 months of travel, July 24th in 1847, Brigham Young led 148 Mormon pioneers into Salt Lake Valley, resulting in the establishment of Salt Lake City. 1866, Tennessee became the first U.S. state to be readmitted into the Union following the American Civil War. Neville Owens rescued a fallen ally under heavy fire during the Second Boer War today in 1900, becoming the first Australian to receive the Victoria Cross. 1911, Hiram Bingham III rediscovered Machu Picchu, the lost city of the Incas. The passenger ship SS Eastland, today in 1915, capsized while tied to a dock in the Chicago River. A total of 844 passengers and crew were killed in the largest loss of life from a single shipwreck on the Great Lakes. 1943, Operation Gomorrah began as part of World War II. British, Canadian, and American planes set up a routine bombing the German city of Hamburg day and night. By the end of the operation in November, 9,000 tons of explosive had killed more than 30,000 people and destroyed 280,000 buildings. The United States Supreme Court unanimously ruled that President Richard Nixon did not have the authority to withhold subpoenaed White House tapes and ordered him to surrender the tapes to the Watergate Special Prosecutor today in 1974. 1983, Australian golf champion Jack Newton lost his right arm, eye, and suffered severe injuries to his midsection when he walked into a plane's spinning propeller at Sydney Airport. He was given a 50-50 shot at survival and spent 8 weeks in intensive care, but eventually returned to public life as a golf commentator, public speaker, and taught himself to play golf one-handed. Holder Crooks, at 91 years of age, today in 1987, climbed Mount Fuji, becoming the oldest person to climb Japan's highest peak. And finally, in 2001, Samoa Saxe Coburg Gotha, the last Tsar of Bulgaria when he was a child, was sworn in as Prime Minister of Bulgaria, becoming the first monarch in history to regain political power through democratic election to a different office. Birthdays for us this morning. Author Alexandre Dumas, born 1802. Pilot Amelia Earhart, 1897. Watermelon smashing comedian Gallagher is 74 today. Michael Richards, Kramer in Seinfeld, 71. Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, 69. The very lovely Summer Glau, 39. And Bindi Irwin is 22 today. Happy birthday, Bindi. And so far, Miss Musos, Pam Tillis is 63. Wadi Bacan of The Exploited, also 63. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, 51. And Johnny McDade of Snow Patrol is 44. Track going out to Ann Nesby, formerly of Sounds of Blackness, an ensemble group from Minnesota who span various genres, quite a large collective actually, but Ann, turning 65 today, was considered lead singer until 1995 when she left to pursue a solo career. Had some great success solo as well, but we are going out on Sounds of Blackness, Optimistic, on this day in history for 2SER.